one of the guests calling in at this time, and that is Linda Drake. I'm going to bring her on right now. Hi, Linda. Welcome to my show.
Hello. It's great to be with you.
Thank you.
They've allowed me to listen for a little while to your show, and you're great.
Oh, thank you. And I know you've had a lot of experience on TV and radio yourself. I've been doing this show for about 14 years, not just on this station, but throughout, you know, the networks of the radio community nationwide and whatnot. But I appreciate a compliment from you. That's quite an honor. I just want to give people a little background of who you are. Are you calling from Austin right now? Or are you here?
No, I'm in Austin. I'm in Austin, Texas at this time.
Okay, and my friend Phil, who just called in about the NAMM show before you, is also in Austin, so tonight's Austin night. Anyway, I know that you work in helping those people who need you to recover from grief and loss after maybe losing a home or a friend or even a romantic breakup, which is always very painful. Anything that cripples our lives. You are also an author. And you teach empowerment so that people can take control of their lives again. A lot of like what I do, but I think you're more on a more visible level. I think you go out and do more of the lecture series where I stay behind the mic and I stay on the phone helping people. What is your main focus in helping people?
It's empowerment. It's, you know, because we're going to have challenges all throughout our life. That's what our life is about. And so that is the purpose that Spirit has given me, is helping people understand the challenges of their life, helping them work through the losses in their life. Like you said, whether it's the loss of a job, a home, a relationship, or a loved one to death.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize, like I have a lot of clients who call in after they've been fired, downsized, let go from a job, and they don't know why they're depressed. And well, I'll explain it to them. Like, it's a shock, especially if they've been there 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You become attached to the people, places, and things, and it becomes a part of you. Then it's that vacuum, that vacancy, that all of a sudden there's a loss. Like when I put my dog down summer of 06, it was the worst thing I'd ever experienced. There was a loss, and I went to a grief counselor for a few days to, like, really say, am I losing it? This is just a dog. No, it was my dog.
It was part of your family.
She was my best friend.
Best friend.
She slept with me after my boyfriend left. Yeah, she my boyfriend didn't like her. It took
he
up too much room.
She did.
He left and she stayed on. You know, so when people come to you, do you do more of a counseling kind of practice or do you do group sessions? How is it that you work with the people?
I do both. It's whatever that person needs.
Mm-hmm.
All of my work is channeled from Spirit. And so that person comes in, and I have no idea what that person is going to need, whether it's energy work, as you said, to release those blockages.
Mm-hmm.
But most often, it is the guidance from Spirit, the guidance from their angels and spirit guides, and that's what I'm able to channel to them, helping them understand the grieving process.
Do you find...
Because we do go through that grieving process.
Oh, yeah, and it's a wavy process. Like Yanira, who picked up your phone just before you got to me, the screener, her grandmother just passed away about 2 weeks ago, and I told her it's going to be a little wavy time, and it's difficult. And, you know, like my assistant who's sister and brother-in-law were murdered or killed last week in a car accident, leaving an eight-month-old baby. There's going to be shocks. There's going to be repercussions, and it's a wavy moment of tears. And sometimes if people don't want to cry and they end up crying, it's okay to let go emotionally. But what I want to talk about before we go back to your experiences, when did you discover you had a gift?
Spirit came into my life about 10 years ago, and I was in a very desperate state in my life. I was very ill, very crippled up, and Spirit created a miraculous healing of my life to get my attention.
Exactly.
And then they announced, come on, let's get up. You're going to become a healer. And
were you doing before then?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I had ran a construction company. I had been a makeup artist, a variety of things, and I raised 4 kids.
Wow.
So pretty normal life. But then my illnesses with fibromyalgia and lupus had taken over my life and just totally...
Fibromyalgia, you know, is just an estrogen, excess of estrogen in your body. If you counteract it with progesterone, most of the time the pain will go away. But that's just neither here nor there right now. But it's like with me, I became a healer after I had a hysterectomy. It's like when I used to do stand-up comedy, I said, yeah, they took out my uterus and I became a healer. I mean, it was just weird. You know, it's like watering a plant. You remove something and something else grows. I mean, that's what happened. Some of us have certain challenges, Linda. Do you agree that some of us are chosen beyond our own idea like in yours. I don't think you grew up thinking, oh, I'm going to be a healer someday. I'm going to fix people. I don't think that was part of the agenda. It certainly was not for me.
No, it wasn't at all. I had gifts, but I didn't see them as gifts. I felt like they were a curse or something that I was having to deal with because I was seeing things and hearing things and knowing things, but nobody taught me how to use that, and I had to hide it.
Yeah, you were very sensitive. So what are you going to be doing at the Life Expo, the Conscious Life Expo, on February 8th, 9th, and 10th of this next month?
On Friday night, I have a free lecture, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, which is the name of my book, focusing on and loss and grief and empowerment. And then on Sunday...
Stop. You have a book. Did you ever think you would write a book?
Oh, my gosh, no, because I'm not a writer. I can't. When Spirit came in and said they wanted to write a book, I said, you have the wrong person. I can't even spell.
Yeah, it was like I didn't think I'd ever have a radio show. Anytime I thought of myself on radio, I thought I'd just be having my music played because I'm a guitar player, you know. And somehow, I play my songs at the end of each hour, but that's as far as my music goes so far, except it's coming out on a CD. And now you've got a book. Where can people find your book?
They can find my book any bookstore, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, any of the major bookstores.
What's the name of it?
Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. It was totally channeled by Spirit. I got to throw in a few little bits and pieces, but Spirit wrote the book through me because they wanted people to understand about the soul's journey through life, through death, and beyond.
Wow, I want an autographed copy.
I'll get it for you.
Well, I'll be at the expo, and I'll be in the media booth or the media room downstairs, and I'll be near the UFO magazine. You'll have to come find me, or I'll come find you. I'm sure somewhere down the line over that weekend we will hook up. We are all going to be at the Conscious Life Expo, and come listen to Linda Drake speak Friday night. And what are you doing Saturday and Sunday?
Sunday, I have a workshop. I work with the group Consciousness of Abraham. And so Sunday from 12 to 1:30, I have a workshop about tools of empowerment get supplied to us by Abraham.
That is terrific. Linda, I need to go to commercial. I would love to get an email from you, and I will promote the book here on the station, on my show.
Thank you so much.
If you send me some information and give me an email. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
While we go to commercial. But thank you. That was Linda Drake. This is the Linda Salvin Show. You're listening to KLSX 97.1 Free FM. We're all going to be at the Conscious Life Expo. You must come February 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. A lot of cool things are going to happen for healing and the spiritual movement of what's going on out there metaphysically. I am a psychic, a healer, a medium, and your host. I am going to go to commercial. Please call me off the air and book your private session with me at 888-509-1077. Go to lindasalvin.com or wixofwisdom.com. But don't go away. It's KLSX 97.1 Free FM.
Santa Clarita's FM Talk Station, 97.1 Free FM.
In the legal world, only an attorney in the top 5% of his peers can be named a super lawyer. In the last 4 years, and now again for 2008, John Ginga has been named a Southern California super lawyer. He's one of the top 25 lawyers in the San Fernando Valley. John Ginga of Ginga & Associates in Sherman Oaks, the go-to guy for all facets of business and intellectual property law and dispute resolution, film, television, music, internet, telecommunication, and technology. John Ginga protects the rights and intellectual assets of cutting-edge creative industries. With special expertise in infringement of copyright, trademark, trade secrets, and internet domain names, high-stakes business disputes, and commercial exploitation of celebrity names, likenesses, and more. Ginga & Associates in Sherman Oaks. 818-444-4580. 818-444-4580. John Ginga. Because for protecting your rights, only a super lawyer will do. 818-444-4580.
When a psychic wants to know what's really going on, who do they call?
I got a call from a psychic whose name you'd probably recognize. We got our problem handled.
Linda Salvin's track record of nailing future events, healing problems, and talking to people who, well, just aren't here anymore to talk to is, quite frankly, astounding.
He's telling me that's not what he wants. He doesn't want a big funeral. He just wants to be cremated. Told them that before he died.
For nearly a decade on radio, Linda's been doing what other psychics only claim to do. No wonder people people coast to coast know when it's time to see the future and change a life, it's time to call Linda Salvin.
What can I say? When you know, you know.
And now it's your turn. Time for you to call Linda Salvin, 888-509-1077, or click on lindasalvin.com.
3 years, and no one else could heal her feet. Not UCLA, not USC. And now she's wearing shoes and walking.
Linda Salvin, seeing the future, changing lives. Toll free, 1-888-509-1077.
Restricted to adults over 21 years of age.
So, what's the big secret?
Promise not to tell, but I'm secretly dating another man. He's fabulous.
Where'd you meet him?
On Ashley Madison. It changed my life.
What's Ashley Madison?
AshleyMadison.com is the destination website for people like me, already involved in relationships, but in need of something more.
I've never seen you happier. Does your new guy have a friend?
You don't need his friends. Just go to AshleyMadison.com.
I gotta join. Life's too short.
AshleyMadison.com is the world's largest service of its kind, catering to men and women already in relationships but in need of something more.
So if you're looking for something new, exciting, and romantic, sign up today. It's fast, easy, and free. Remember, life is short and you deserve more. So what are you waiting for? Visit AshleyMadison.com. That's AshleyMadison.com.
Yesterday, you pushed the, but it wasn't just a, because of all the things the people who pushed the had touched. Kim touched the after she had picked up after her when it went.
Good boy.
Miguel also touched the. He forgot to after. Chong got back from a clerk who had just taken the trash to the right before the and also touched some stuff. Worse yet, Marcus touched the after wiping the nose of after he a few times. So when you touched the, it wasn't just a, it was a
good boy.
So this flu season, stay healthy, LA. Wash your hands. There's no telling where they've been. This message brought to you by the County of Los Angeles Public Health Department.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-600-9841 for your free tape. Call 1-800-600-9841. 1-800-600-9841. 97.1.
These days, a lot of so-called steakhouses buy their steaks shrink-wrapped. At Black Angus, the genuine American steakhouse, our steaks are cut fresh in the restaurant every day. We'll never serve you a steak that's been pre-cut and shrink-wrapped at a factory, because over time, vacuum packaging sucks the juice right out of the meat, and a lot of the flavor along with it. By cutting our steaks fresh in the restaurant, Black Angus gives you a juicier steak, a steak that tastes more like steak and less like plastic. This is Jim Campbell. I buy the steaks for Black Angus, and I don't buy them shrink-wrapped. Black Angus, the genuine American steakhouse. Now a Black Angus bulletin. For a limited time, we're offering a complete dinner featuring our 9-ounce top sirloin steak and a roasted lobster tail for just $16.99. $16.99. That's a shrunken price for a juicy, unshrink-wrapped Black Angus top sirloin. And with that lobster tail and a complete dinner thrown in, it's an even juicier deal. At Black Angus, the genuine American steakhouse.
Want some free mortgage advice from a banking insider? Then tune in Sundays at 10 o'clock for Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Hey, it's your radio. Nothing important, just... Remember all those good times we've had in the car? Yeah, me too. Pretty sweet. I know you've got your eye on a new car, but just remember, some of them come with these new HD radios, all those new local stations with music and sports and talk and blah, blah, blah. You don't need that. You need me. Your radio.
If you're shopping for a Ford or simply a new car radio, ask for HD Radio. HD Radio. Discover it.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
I'm back. I know there's been a lot of talk tonight. This is a healing night. We're healing. This is a really intense week because I've got, like I just had Linda Drake, and in the next hour we've got Lisa Williams, and it's about healing. Where do you heal? You heal from within. You get rid of the pain, the grief, the guilt, the shame, the fear. We all have these negative emotions that run us. I don't think a day goes by when there's not some form of pain or disappointment in a person's life. You can't be Mary Poppins and Pollyanna every single day. I'm not. Are you? You know, I wrote in a newsletter just this last Thursday night about what had been going on in my life. And in the last month since Christmas, a friend of mine's great niece was killed in a plane crash. She called me and asked what I thought about the accident. And I said there was engine trouble, it hit a mountain, and that they had passed away. And 2 days later, we found out that was true. Then my mom lost her friend from 62 years ago from junior high school. And we were at that funeral. And then we find out that my assistant Tanya's sister and brother-in-law were killed head-on last week. And then today in the newspaper, a friend of my parents had passed away. There's a lot of grief. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of like, wow, it's the touchstone to reality. This is real. Pain is real. But people like Linda Drake and Lisa Williams and myself are here to help you get out of the pain. What was that, Ryan? My account executive is in the station, and he was trying to be very quiet, but I think he missed the trash can and made noise. He doesn't want to be on there. Anyway, pain. That was a painful sound. You know, pain is a part of life, people, and it comes from, you know, physical pain can be caused by struggle or chronic problems that are too deep to identify. And just like I had surgery last month on my arm, that was painful. It was invasive. Cancer causes pain. Pneumonia causes pain. Breaking up with a loved one causes pain. Losing to death causes pain. Losing a job, not having money. It's emotions. I'm here to help you see the other side and how to get through that, okay? I'm going to take your calls. I know it's been a chatty night, but please call me off the air. Book a reading, healing, or channeling session, 888-509-1077. I have Dave calling in. He's had a healing. He wants to talk about his healing. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And how are you doing? You had a healing recently.
I had a healing recently, and I got to tell you something. You know, it works, and people need to call you and book your healings because, my neck, as you know, was killing me, and I had a horrible headache associated with it. Mm-hmm. And you spent a lot of time with me, and I got to tell you, I felt better. I mean, you said to me, you're going to sleep really good that night, and my God, I couldn't get up the next morning. I said, whoa.
A lot of times when you're not sleeping from anxiety and worry and your mind just chit-chats all night long, no matter what you take, if it's melatonin or Ambien or whatever your thing is, a lot of times it's a spiritual thing, and like I worked on you, did the healing, and it's through breathing, color, and words. I use breathing, color, and words, and like Linda was talking about her experience, spirit guides me. No two are ever alike. The words are never the same, but the technique is the same with everybody because that's what I do. In your situation, we let go of a lot of stuff from your past. Certain focuses took place where I could zoom in, especially what might be causing your neck pain, and I did say that you hadn't slept comfortably in at least a week and that you would sleep, and you said that you slept in the next day. I think that's fabulous.
No, it was great, and like I said, people really need to believe in you.
Well, they after 3 to 6 days, you'll see.
They need to call you.
They
really need to call you off the air. Book the healings. I've bought your candles. I think the candles are fabulous.
Thank you.
And, you're the real deal. What can I say?
Well, that's a cool spot right there. I think we're going to record that and put it on every commercial.
There you go.
The real deal. The real deal. Thank you. But
okay.
I'm just glad that you're feeling better. And then it was just, what, Thursday? Friday?
Yeah,
Friday.
It was Friday.
Yeah, it was Friday before I came to the station to do Conway and Whitman. And so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. By Thursday, I want to hear from you.
You will.
And see how it shifts because it's usually a 6-day process. And things that were bothering you last week aren't going to be an issue.
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you for holding. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 1-888-509-1077. This is the Linda Salvin Show. You listen to testimonials the first hour tonight, which is great. People who've experience, my gift, my work, and my candles, I'm here for you. Let's take your phone calls. The lines are open at 888-520-9710. Sarah is calling from Whittier. Jim is from Long Beach. I've got Michelle. I've got a lot of people here. 888-520-9710. I'm going to go to Jim from Long Beach. Hello, Jim. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thank you for holding. Your father passed away.
Yes, last May.
Okay. What was
and,
his...
He died of a heart attack, but 2 years prior to that, he had his pacemaker forced out of his chest because he said it was faulty, and his doctors said, no, it's not. But come to find out, just this last year, the manufacturer came out and said it was faulty.
Oh, my God. So are you going to sue them for malpractice and the loss of untimely
death?
Well,
we can't sue them for malpractice. There's class action lawsuits out there for...
I guess a lot of people probably passed on because of the malfunction, huh? That's scary. My mom just had one put in last spring. Call me off the air or leave me a message as to who the manufacturer is, would you please?
Yes, but we don't know if we should join the class action
yes.
or if it's bootful or not. Or
yes.
not. You know.
Yes, it is. You will win. And what you will do, I can help with your family, would be the Good Luck Power Candles and the Sweetening Judgment Candles. One is to help with the other side as far as the legal problems, and one actually talks to the court. And I can help the class action win. I can help you win. I'm not worried about the others. I'm worried about you. You're the one who's calling. You would be my client. You're the one I would work with. And call me off the air and let me take a deeper look at it, because there's a lot of legal questions I don't want to ask on the air. But
yeah.
off the air, I can discuss this with you, and I'll tell you exactly how it's going to play out.
Okay, good.
What
Thank
a horrible you. Thing. I'm so sorry to hear that. How old was your dad, Jim?
78.
That's how my dad is right now. My mom's 77. She's got the pacemaker. She broke her leg last year, and then they put a pacemaker, and she'd had a stroke years prior, and now she's more herself again. But if you lost your daddy, he was young. He was still young in today's day and age.
He was, and he was here.
Did he play golf?
No, he didn't, but he was sharp as a tack.
I just got him playing with some ball. He likes some ball. What ball did he like to play? I don't know what ball. He's throwing a ball around. Your dad's here, actually.
I'm trying to think.
He played some kind of ball. I don't know. Maybe he played softball as a kid or something, because he's just showing me tossing a ball. And I also believe that he smoked when he was younger. He was a very...
Yes. Huh? Absolutely.
Yeah, he smoked when he was younger. And he was a very hard worker, very tenacious, very funny man. Very humorous. The guy liked to humor his way through life. What do you have, three brothers and sisters? There's four of you?
Two brothers and a sister.
All right. He loves all of you. He's here watching all of you. He wants you to know that he's not mad. He's having a good time, and that your communication to him is heard and received, he says. He says that he knows that you can still grieve over him, and that there's times you talk to him like he's sitting in the chair, and he hears you.
You are 100% correct. Yeah, that's a testimonial. I swear to you, that's absolutely correct.
He's right here. I feel him. Your dad is coming right through me. Call me off the air. Let's work on the lawsuit, okay?
Okay, thanks.
And anything else I can do, 888-509-1077. Yeah, your dad's really cool.
Yeah,
he's
thanks.
Here. You're welcome.
I'll be calling you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Wow, okay, I didn't expect that, but... All right, Ryan, you just watched me talk to a dead person. He's got this blush. All right, talk to me. Did that blow you away? You're not mic'd. Can we get a mic? We don't have headsets for him either. The look on your face was like, what were you thinking, man?
No, I mean, I've been watching you and listening to you do this for a while now, and I just think it's a good thing, no matter what. You know, she's brought a lot to this station,
Thank you.
We're all glad she's here, and it's pretty much, I just don't, all the listeners out there, a lot of skeptics, a lot of people out there,
yeah.
But you know what? Nothing but positive around this show, and I'm really happy you're here.
Thank you. Me too. When Brian was talking about his dad, I was listening on the way over the hill, and when I came in, I had a message from Brian Whitman's father about gardening, and I don't know if you heard the show the other night?
Yeah, I heard the show.
And I said, did your dad like to garden? And we were talking about this nursery on Riverside Drive that wasn't too far from where I grew up, and his dad used to love buying plants and flowers, and his dad was talking to me about gardening.
Crazy.
Yeah, so he's out planting flowers in the rain. Anyway, this is Linda Salvin. I'm a psychic healer medium. Are we going to commercial again? All right, we'll be right back. Please call me off the air at 888-509-1077. That's the end of the first hour. That's my song. This song was written a long time ago, and Mark Williams from Air Supply is the producer, and he's also on the song with me. I wrote it. I'm playing rhythm guitar. Mark's in the background with vocals and other instruments. It's coming out on my CD, Linda Salvin's Inspirational Messages. It'll be out in spring. call 888-509-1077. Go to lindasalvin.com, wixofwisdom.com. You call tonight, I'll give you 15% off all my readings, healings, and channeling sessions, and I'm going to hold the 25% off on all the Wicks of Wisdom, folks, because I want you to experience the magic. Like a prescription for your soul, I'm there for you. 888-509-1077. Let's hear the rest of the song. This is KLSX 97.1 Free FM. Don't go away. I'll be back for the second hour.
Don't get caught up in judgment. Forget about your fears. Just get out and be all you can be. And love, love who you are, all you are, because you are love. No matter what you say to me, your hopes, your wishes, or dreams, no matter what your fantasies, that's okay with me, because that's what makes you.
Orange County's FM Talk Station, 97.1
Free FM.
Good news, my fat friends. I'm throwing my first ever Wing Bowl February 1st in the studio. But what's in it for you? Well, you take your greasy fingers and you go to 97.1freefm.com for a chance to win a spot not only at the table with the Ace Man at the Wing Bowl, but you can win yourself a 32-inch TV from ecost.com, your online discount superstore. That's where you get your flat screens for the big game. And it's all brought to you by the geniuses over at Wingnuts, with locations in Costa Mesa, Aliso Viejo, and Ontario. And, of course, the philanthropist here at 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Formaldehyde, that's how they preserve brains in biology class. You don't want your brain preserved, do you? Call RBH Insulation. Builders, contractors, and celebrities love RBH. They specialize in Johns Manville formaldehyde-free insulation. In business since 1955, RBH is licensed and insured in the millions. Residential, commercial, no jobs too small.